KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. Craig here. How are we this morning in Laguna Beach? Beautiful day. My cohort's here today. I'm so excited. Stacy, say hello.
Good morning, Laguna. I miss your beautiful face.
It's one of the advantages in radio.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
I could wear my flip-flops and my shorts. It's not like it's a corporate Wall Street affair.
No, I'm not telling you what I'm wearing.
Okay. We'll be right back. Lots to get to today. We're so excited. Good morning, Laguna Beach. I'm so happy to be here today and with my co-hostess, Stacy. And, you know, Stacy, you remember a song years ago? I think Paul Simon sang it, was "All I Need Is the Weather Report."
No.
The only information I need, is that what it is?
I don't know, because you know what? Forgive me, I was not a big Paul Simon follower.
Anyway. Someone, I think it was Paul Simon, is all he needs is a weather report. He doesn't want to know all that other stuff. So, starting off here today with Rainbow Radio, I'm going to do the weather report.
Okay.
And it was 70 degrees coming in, a sweltering 70 degrees. And today it's supposed to get up to 78, which about by 2 p.m. And for the next 10 days, the weather is supposed to be 75, 73, 76, 77, 77, 70, 79. And then on Saturday, July 21st, it hits up to 80, 82. But Laguna Beach, we love you, and your weather is fabulous.
Perfect.
Now, I do have a weather report for Bellefontaine, Ohio, which will become our pick city of the day.
Okay.
And it'll become more apparent as to why I'm going there. But the weather there is mostly sunny today, 87, and it's 80s and high 70s and 80s for the next 10 days. Mm-hmm. So they're pretty mild. They have some nice weather in Bellefontaine, but you should ask why.
I know. Did you spin the wheel and it landed on Bellefontaine?
No, our call-in guest today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
His name is Garrett Baldwin, and he's calling in from Ohio. So we have a Midwesterner. Aren't you a Midwesterner?
I'm a total Midwesterner. I'm across from Ohio.
He says he's going to call in about 9:30 today. So we will talk to Garrett and about what he's up to. It's very interesting.
Is he related? Is he like ancestry DNA related to the Baldwins in Hollywood?
We'll have to ask him. No.
Okay.
He is in the National Guard, and that's about all I know, but he is stepping into politics. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So we'll get to that in just a second. And then I have some news I want to go over today. Wow. Go get those motorcyclists.
The motorcycle group. They're up early.
So first of all, I have to always thank Mike Johnson at Compass Real Estate, the Mike Johnson Group. Thank you for being our sponsor on KX93.5. This is Craig at Rainbow Radio.
Thank
Here we are
you,
again
Mike
this
Johnson.
Week. Yes. And so a couple of public service public announcements. There's a Summer Breeze bus service in Laguna Beach here. Did you know about that?
No, I did not.
I had heard about it, and I didn't realize it was coming to fruition, as they say. Mm-hmm. But you can park over by the 405 and the 133.
Really?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yes. And you can, it's just on the weekends. And once you get there, you can get on it. It's a regular air conditioned bus. It's not a trolley.
That's good.
It's a nice transportation vehicle. And they'll bring you into the city. So let me see if I have the hours here. It's June 30th through September 2nd, and it's Saturday and Sunday. It's 11 a.m. to midnight. So
that's very nice.
Yeah, so if you get the kids and you're coming in because it's 115 degrees sweltering in Riverside and you're coming in and the traffic is backing up, get on, park there, get on the transportation, come in, enjoy Laguna Beach, and then it takes you back in air-conditioned comfort to your car. You don't have to worry about parking.
That's nice.
And the meters here that they're very diligent about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, yes, they are. They're everywhere.
And the parking space is so limited. Mm-hmm. By the time you get here, you probably have to park miles away from the
you where have to you, park back in Riverside.
Yeah.
To get here. Yeah. To walk anywhere.
To walk
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good.
I know.
Now,
I've done it.
Club Q Laguna, which is one of my favorite organizations here in Laguna Beach, is a social club for the LGBTQ, and they have an event hosted by Shanti. It's Friday, July 20th, and that's coming up 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. The agony and the ecstasy of aging sensuality. Aging
it's a
and
tough
sensuality.
Word for you to spit that's that
a,
out.
Well, that's an interesting mix. And so,
I'm not going there on that one. It's too early.
So, that's what there's on their agenda. It's hosted by Shanti, so they're going to have some guest speakers there if you're interested. Again, agony and ecstasy of aging and sensuality. So I guess there is a bit of both in aging.
I would imagine.
Yeah. You know, I've kind of experienced some of that.
I think I'm in the heart of that right now.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No, you're just a child. Are you kidding?
Oh no, I'm older than you think. Thank God for mascara and makeup.
So also some other interesting news here. I'm really getting into the news
yes,
here right
you are.
Away.
What do you like?
I don't know. It's my mission.
Are you
now.
A Dallas Raines, the newscaster?
Well, speaking of weather, we didn't quite finish it.
Back to Dallas.
Back to weather. I thought about doing Dallas.
I love Dallas.
I know, but it'll be my pick city next week. Now, there is a city in Russia called Moskva. M-O-S-K-V-A. Moskva.
Moskva.
I think it's Moskva. What's going on there?
I'll bet it's, I don't know. I can't even guess. It's not winter there.
No.
So they're having summer.
There's an event.
And what's the event?
A very exciting event. Everyone in the world knows about this event.
It's a pride.
No.
Oh, well, it's not a gay pride?
It's nothing to do with gay, actually.
No,
but I found it interesting because I thought it would be important. Yeah. Do you know there's a sport competition?
Soccer.
Yeah, I think that's the one that's the white ball, black and white ball with checks on it.
Kinda. I do know that. I think it's the World Cup.
It is.
Thank you.
It is the World Cup.
Uh-huh.
And so,
I know. I'm following
and
it,
so
sort of.
That is there. So I thought I'd give the weather report. If you're jetting over there with, you know, get the jet on the tarmac, we're ready to go. The weather where this World Cup's going to be is 89, 92, 82, 86, 89. That's Ooh. So it's a little
nice and warm for them.
It's a little warm there in Russia.
Well, they just drink. And I learned how to say it. Stolichnaya is how you say
Stolichnaya. Oh, Stolichnaya,
yeah.
Not Stolichnaya.
No, I had a waitress on a cruise line who was from Russia, and I said, how do you say Stoli? I mean, how do you say that appropriately? She goes, it is Stolichnaya.
Stolichnaya. Like, so when you walk in.
So when I say that, people here are like, what?
I'll have a Stolichnaya on the rocks.
They're like, what is that? Stoli.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. That's great. So who's playing?
I don't know.
Well,
you tell me.
I believe it's France is one of them.
Good.
And Croatia.
Ooh, they're good.
Yeah.
Well, they're both good. If they're that. Is it the final? Is it the final?
Yeah, that's the final.
Is it today?
I think it is. No, it's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's tomorrow, the 15th. Yeah.
Is it already tomorrow in Russia?
Oh, maybe it started. Oh, we don't have much time to get there.
God, I need a personal jet.
Well, call up your friends. I know you've got them everywhere.
Oh, yes, I do. Socialite.
Yes. So there's much more news. I'm going to save it. We're going to switch gears and go to a mellow song here, and it'll be on the other side of it. We'll come back with more news. And Stacy, here we go.
Bottle up your trouble. Put them on the highest shelf. I try and try to dismantle them, but I know that I need your help. But you always come right back to me in the end. In the end, I know your heart is strong. I can't sit by and watch you fall again. Fall again in the dark so long. So tell me why do you hide the secrets on your mind? The secrets in the night. Tell me where should I go? To meet you in the rain, I will crawl through all the veins to get to you. Self away. I try to fight your demons off. Yeah, I know that they're hard to face. But you always come right back to me. The secrets in the night. Tell me where should I go? To meet you in the rain, I will crawl through all the pain to get to you. The secrets on your mind, the secrets in the night. Tell me where should I go? To meet you in the rain, I will crawl through all the pain. Tell me why you hide the secrets on your mind, the secrets in the night. Tell me where should I go? The pain to get to you.
Oh, that was A.F. Sheen. I don't know if that's Afro Sheen. Whoops.
That's a product, isn't it?
Yes, that's a product. And it's called, that song is called Secrets, in case you're interested.
Yeah, okay. I like the song.
Got that out of the way. It's a little difficult, but I got it out of the way. So I don't know, do you know I write a column for Stu News?
I do. You told me that.
Yeah, and so some things in there are I thought would be important to bring up.
Okay.
I'm listening. Because thank you, Stacey. At least someone's listening. No.
I'm a captive audience.
There is an organization that's called G4G. It's
okay.
Called Gay for Good. And it's the national director lives here in Orange County. And she's going to be our guest here on this our program coming up. And that is August 25th.
Okay.
And it's an organization, it's when there's so much negative news and when it seems that it is more often based on sensational value than true value, mm-hmm. It is sometimes hard to find the good and honorable news, but
right.
I did.
Nice.
So with that, I am touting about a relatively new nonprofit and charitable organization, G4G, also known as Gay for Good, and their positive mission statement. So what they do is they'll do a charity event where they help. Whether
okay.
And anyone can put their name in to get some help, and they donate their time. It's just a group of people that want to do good things, whether it's cleaning the beach or saving the whales, mm-hmm. or helping a senior facility that needs some fixing up, or
right.
It's all for the common good of the community. And I think it's a wonderful thing that they're doing, that it's instead of, you know, instead of perhaps being having some angst about some things in being gay,
right?
They're being proactive.
They're being proactive and positive.
And proactive and positive. So yeah, so tune in. That is for in August. It's not till, but tune okay. in to KX 93. And Stacy and I will be here, and we're going to interview Annie. I can't see her name right off the hand. I've forgotten. Anyway, she'll be here. She's executive. Annie Friedman is the national director of Gays of G4G. So that's okay. really good. G4G. Now, there's another, this next week on the 21st,
okay.
I'm having a repeat guest.
Uh-oh.
And that is from Stop Bullying Organization. It's a local organization.
Okay.
And they're bringing in a very interesting person, Michael. Let me read you what it says. Not to be outdone, on July 21st, Rainbow Radio guests will be another positive powerhouse, Michael Lloyd White. Who is Michael Lloyd White, you say? He's the chief advisor to the board of at World Kindness USA.
Nice.
World Kindness. Now, so we're going international,
Stacy. We're getting global here.
Yeah, global.
I'm impressed.
Isn't that great?
I'm excited. I better dress smartly then.
Yeah, we're not just this podunk little.
No, we're not.
He is the chairman and founder of World Kindness Australia and the immediate past secretary of the World Kindness Movement Global Body. Last week in New York, Senator Bill Bradley, an NBA legend, mm-hmm. That's National Basketball Association.
I know what the NBA okay. is. That much I do know.
I think it's the big orange ball.
It is the big orange ball.
Yeah, it's not
yes,
the
it
pointy
is.
One.
It goes
it's
through the basket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's
with
a basket.
With the net.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So anyway, we digress. Bill Bradley, the NBA legend, interviewed Michael on Sirius XM. And now I have the pleasure of interviewing Michael in Laguna Beach on KX93.5 FM. How about that?
That's going to be incredible.
Thank you. I think it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
maybe.
And the Stop Bullying Organization director is going to be here also, Sade Porkachev. I probably butchered that.
Yes, you did.
But anyway, so, and then just kind of in retrospect, we did have a 4th of July Pride event. Third and fourth of July.
Third and fourth.
And there was, we called it the Independence. That's the local Laguna Beach Pride organization. And they're going to have another event coming up, just so you know. That's it, Mozambique. And it is on the 29th. It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday, right?
Yep. And so there's going to be dance instructors. There's going to be there's going to be a particular country western singer with a release of his song. At the event.
That's big time.
That is big time. Yeah, so.
It's a release party.
Laguna Beach. It's a release party, yeah. Dance party, boot. They call it the Boot Scootin' Country Disco Jamboree.
That is a mouthful.
That is. Let me do that again.
Wasn't there
the Boot Scootin' Country Disco Jamboree.
Ooh,
there
that
we go.
Sounded very, that was professional. I'm impressed. I sat there up for go. That one.
Yeah, so that should be fun. I think there's a cover, just be a cover charge. And then they do serve food, so that.
Oh, they're going to serve food for this event.
If you want, you can order food. Yeah,
nice. That's good.
Appetizers or a meal, but it's they're going to be people dancing around, so you might want to just have some appetizers.
Yeah, good food there too. It'll be nice. They have good food.
Yeah, yeah. So Mozambique. Here's a shout out to Mozambique. And if you didn't know, there's another organization. I'm going to go over this real quick. It's called LGBTQ Heritage and Culture, and they meet once a month, and they've got some things on their agenda. There's three really important things that are near and dear to me. One is perhaps renaming a heritage district in Laguna Beach for the LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. And who else would be the proper, should it properly be named after, but the past mayor,
right?
The past first gay mayor in the country, Bob Gentry. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking the Heritage Committee would like to pursue, see if that's a possibility, that somehow we can get an official designation as the Bob Gentry Heritage District, which would probably focus around Mountain Avenue mm-hmm. and PCH in that general area,
right.
Since that seems to be kind of where most of the LGBTQ activity. yes. goes on. Yes. Yeah. And also there is a push to perhaps rename Mountain, which is 5 blocks long.
Okay.
To Harvey Milk.
Oh.
Street.
Yay.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
That would be really nice if that would follow through and become an item.
An official item. And I mean, it would be disruptive for certainly there are some residences on part of Mountain Avenue, but it's only 5 blocks long. And
right.
And if you look to Portland, Oregon, about 3 weeks ago, they changed a major street that goes all the way through their city, Stark Street, which had some history behind it, to Harvey Milk. And it got voted through unanimously by the city council there in Portland as in support of. So if they can do it in Portland, Oregon
we can maybe do it here for
5 blocks.
It's 5 blocks. It's
5 blocks.
It's not going to disrupt Pacific Coast Highway or anything like that.
Yeah, no.
Or the 133. What is that? What's that called? The 133 Laguna Canyon?
Yeah, Laguna Canyon.
Yeah.
And one other item that I want to pursue, too, is in Long Beach and in LA and mm-hmm. Santa Monica, in those districts, there's rainbows across crosswalks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
And so when you cross the walk, or you walk the cross,
right.
It's colored in rainbow colors.
Oh,
and even
fun.
The mayor of Paris decided that they were going to do it for Pride Festival this about 2 weeks ago, and it got vandalized.
Oh.
So it was supposed just temporary. So what'd she do? She's a female. Well, what do females do, Stacey?
Hey, they're pit bulls.
Yes.
They're going to make it happen no matter what.
Yes. So what do you suppose she did?
She redid it. She redid it and said, you know what? Every time you knock it down, we'll put it right back up and we'll
That's
be stronger.
Exactly what she did. Thank
yes!
you. She did.
See?
She and it's there forever now.
It's
official.
Permanent.
It's permanent.
Oh, good for her.
That's what I say. So here's to kudos to the mayor of Paris.
In Paris. Nice.
So, I mean, what's a few little rainbow colors to brighten your day as you cross the street?
What is the
you know?
Harm in a rainbow color? Everybody loves rainbows. They're
exactly.
good luck.
Exactly. They're good. Like rainbow radio,
that's rainbow.
Rainbow on the brain, whatever.
Hey, I have a tidbit of information.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Yes.
And it's about Oregon. Speaking of Oregon.
Oh.
Do you know that in Bend, Oregon,
it
is the last remaining one of our icons in America?
Yeah.
It's the last remaining Blockbuster store.
Oh,
the
really?
The only one.
They're still renting VHS and Beta?
Yes, they are. And they have no intent to ever close it.
Really?
Yeah. So it was I saw that on the news this
morning.
Blockbuster. Like, what's still remaining in this country? Like, and we're like, everyone on the newscast was like, what?
So if
Blockbuster.
If you want to rent a video, head up to Bend.
Bend, Oregon. Has your Blockbuster movie right there for you.
They have a great selection.
That's right. They do. That was my tidbit this morning while I was brushing my teeth.
Thank you for that, Stacey.
You're welcome. I'm like, wow.
We need to come in here with some tidbits for everyone.
Useless information.
All right. So our call-in is going to be here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a short music break and get back. And hopefully on the other side, we'll hear from Mr. Garrett Baldwin and find out what he's all about. This could be very interesting.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear from him.
Here we go. Oh, that was Back in the Day is the name of that song. We're going to have our, Garrett's going to call in from Ohio here in a minute. But before we get started, I thought I'd give you a little background on him.
Yes.
That I was able to gather. So this is in his own words. Well, anyway, you likely have not heard of Garrett, but he's stepping up in a big way. At 18 years old, gay, and living in Ohio, he was tired of the rhetoric of the current leadership for his local 85th congressional district. Mm-hmm. And he is determined to do something about it. So in his own words, this is what he has said, and we will have, hopefully I'll be able to run the phone properly and we'll get him on the air right this morning. I am looking for change, not just any change, but the kind of change that includes everyone. Cross-cultural, bipartisan, non-discriminatory, pure, unadulterated change. Well, that's a pretty tall order. Wow.
That's a mouthful on that one. That's good.
Good going, Garrett. It is time to elect, once and for all, young, I don't know about that, young, fearless, passionate individuals who will carry the torch for those who feel that the political system no longer caters to the needs of the people. I believe there is credible solutions that we must not only examine, but actively and vehemently push forward. I feel passionately that there is a wide array of proposals and actions that we can take to truly change the overall trajectory of our state, that state being Ohio.
Ohio.
Everyone of any age, nationality, gender, background, and story needs to have their voice heard. I'm merely serving as a vehicle for those voices. I'm not here to win for me. I'm here to win for us.
For us. I like him, and I haven't even heard his voice yet. I like that. He's 18.
He's 18.
God love him.
Uh-oh, I think he's calling in.
He is.
I think maybe he heard me. Hold on.
Me?
Oh.
I hear you.
There you are.
Sweet. Thank you.
Sorry. I forgot to hit the red Q button.
No, you're fine.
Thank you, Garrett. Did you hear what I just said about you?
Actually, no, I didn't.
We said nice things. I'm here with Stacy, my co-host.
Hi, Stacy.
Good morning, Garrett.
She's like us.
Oh, my God. Wait, what does that mean?
It's all good. Garrett, I saw an article in some national publication yesterday, and yep. I got so excited. And after this movement with all the shootings and the March on Washington and that youthful endeavor, it's been near and dear to my heart. And I thought, well, here is someone who's really taking it to task, is what it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
So what made you decide to do this crazy ass thing? I'll just say that.
Right. Of course. So after the 2016 election and the inauguration of President Donald Trump, a lot of folks around my area, especially the Democrats here, we felt invigorated and very motivated to do things. And so I really started reflecting on the politics of our area and my life, basically. And so growing up, I actually spent second grade watching Barack Obama on TV in 2008. And so that really interested me, and it really pushed me into following politics. So ever since I was 8 years old, following that first election that I really, understood, I made sure that I was around every election following that. So in 2012, we went and saw Barack Obama speak, and we helped out at the campaign office and such here in our county. But then in 2016, I was like, okay, I need to do something
Could you even vote then? Were you old enough to
vote?
Have you been able to vote yet?
I actually voted for the first time in May for myself because I turned 18 in May. So it was a great experience. So after the 2017 year and things, I decided that with my background, and basically my background is that growing up, my mom, she was single for the majority of my childhood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so she worked really long hours in order to provide for her five kids.
Wow.
And so we saw that, and we really took notice of it because it was hard in my family. And sure. So we relied on the Medicaid program. We relied on local food banks and the SNAP program. Mm-hmm. And to see politicians like my opponent, Nino Vitale, who opposes these programs and state funding for government assistance programs, it was very scary, especially because we have 14,000 in my district
mm-hmm.
with the poverty level. So that was concerning. And so that's why I was like, okay, I can't stand on the sidelines anymore. If no one else is going to do anything about this, then I am.
Well, I applaud you. Now, did your parents or Mom. Your friends say, oh, Garrett, you're crazy, man?
Oh, yeah. We had many conversations, and this wasn't a very, you know, like, sporadic decision. It was reflecting and having difficult conversations with people. And so I was approached at the beginning by a lot of people who were like, they're not going to take you seriously. You're an 18-year-old high yeah. school student entering your senior year of high school. You still have a year left. You have no experience, you know, out in the real world. You're not going to be able to do this. And so then we put our platform together. We started talking to people, uh-huh. and we started energizing people. And then we started to see that what I care about is also what thousands of other people in my district care about.
Garrett, I'm going to interrupt you and suggest that perhaps the lack of experience in some way is a benefit. You're not following the path that's been cut before you. You're following a path that's from your heart. And what you feel is truly, genuinely good for the community and good for human beings, I don't think you have to have a doctorate in that to know what those things are. Now, there are certainly some mechanics, I'm sure, that help bring it about. But if your heart's in the right spot, I would feel that there would be a groundswell of support to help you get your agenda, you know, before the people, and so that they get, you know, what, as you said, to use your words, for them, you know, do for them, you know, us, you said, I think. But I go on.
Yes,
go on,
exactly.
Go on, Garrett.
we you know, incorporate that into all of our messages that, you know, this isn't a campaign for me. This isn't a campaign for you. It's a campaign for us. Mm-hmm. And so we think that's very meaningful. And, you know, it really relates back to our message. And so we have had a lot of support, especially from the state party and the local county parties, in really getting our message out there. But when we have an entrenched Republican opponent who haven't ever faced a Democrat or ever had to answer these hard questions, then it really brings our message to the spotlight and, you know, gives us a conversation.
I read somewhere where the incumbent has run unopposed for a couple of elections. Is that right? So no
yes.
one's even run against him.
Yes. So he won the Republican primary in 2014. And then since 2014, he faced his first opposition this year in the Republican primary. And then obviously myself as the Democrat.
Wow. So
good for you.
Good for you. This is great. So I was going to ask you, when was it a surprise, I guess, for the Republicans that someone was running? And were they not prepared or to some level?
I think it was.
Yeah?
I think it was, especially in my county and the district that I'm running in, because typical Democrats don't have an opportunity here. And so the last time we ran a Democratic candidate was in 2010, and that was for county commissioner.
Wow. How old were you then? You were 10 years old.
I was 10 years old. Yes, I was 10 years old. And so, but it's very interesting because the last time we had a candidate for state representative, they lost by 2,000 votes in an election where 42,000 ballots were cast.
Okay.
So we think that our message is really going to appeal to people.
I hope so.
And especially those moderate Republicans that are just fed up with the conservative right-wing faction of that Republican Party.
I got to tell you a story that I think you might find interesting. In Portland, Oregon, the mayor, I honestly don't know if he's Republican or Democrat. It really doesn't matter in this story. But he'd been there for years and years and years. And he'd run unopposed and through two or three elections. And a bar owner crazy bar owner that looked like a big beard and looked like a backwoodsman, decided that he was fed up with it. And at the last minute, he slid in and put his name on the ballot. And because the incumbent didn't put his name on, he was not on the ballot because he assumed no one was going to challenge him. So lo and behold, there was an overwhelming media rush and an overwhelming, I guess, support. And he became mayor. And they asked him on the first day of the news media, said, what are you going to do on the first day? And he says, oh, I think I'll carpet the city. It needs carpeting. But he said it tongue in cheek, you know, because he just like saying that everyone's so shocked that this tavern owner, a little podunk bar in Portland, Oregon, decided, and he became the mayor, and he was a damn good mayor, and everyone loved him. They loved his personality, and he really did well and got on Johnny Carson. That's a, before your time.
Oh, but I love Johnny Carson. Yeah.
I was like, I do not recognize that.
Johnny Carson was before Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, before Jimmy Kimmel. Okay. And it was it's a Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. It was, and it preceded. Great. And then Jay Leno was in there somewhere too.
So So
Garrett, you need to be on Ellen. You really need to be on Ellen. If someone out there have Ellen's phone number, they need to get Please. Garrett.
She will jump on this.
I think she would love it. Yeah, here we are doing something. She would have so much fun with you.
Ellen is such an inspiration to so many LGBT, you know, folks out there anyways. So she's incredible.
Well, you never know. I mean, you never know. I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing and stepping into it. And it sounds like you've given it thought, and you have high hopes. So, but less about me and more about you, Garrett. A year ago, did you think that maybe this would be what you were doing?
Oh, no. No, I planned on working on a campaign this year because our great Senator Sherrod Brown is running for re-election this year. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not.
No.
U.S. Senator Brown. And so I was going to be full swung by this time working on his campaign, but that obviously didn't turn out. But we are incorporating a lot of other candidates, you know, campaign messages into our handouts and such. But this is obviously not anything that I planned until I thought it was time that, like I said, it needed to happen.
So. Jump in there, huh?
Good for you.
Yeah. When is the election? It's November?
November 6th is the general election.
Okay. And that's when that's your make or break it day.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So we're going to be, you know, campaigning to win up until November 6th.
Yeah. I have many dear friends from Ohio. I don't know how that happened. And I made sure they got the e-blast so that maybe perhaps they're listening to what you're doing up to back there in Ohio. I just think it's so great. I wanted to go with your... Do you have any brothers or sisters, Garrett?
Yes, I do. I actually come from a family of six. So I have four other siblings and then a stepbrother, so...
And what's their response to your jumping into this?
My older siblings are very withdrawn from it, but two younger siblings, my younger brother and then my younger stepbrother, they're very enthusiastic about it. They're very inspired, to say.
And so
it's neat to see them come work with us and participate in the parades and such. We actually have a parade today at 1:30. It'll be interesting because they're going to be marching in the parade with us. So.
Oh, wow. And what about your parents? Are they're pretty cool with everything?
Oh, yeah. My mom,
typical,
she's the typical, you know, proud mom. She works at the only gas station in my small town. And so every customer that comes in, she talks about me to them. And when I'm in there...
Talk about grassroots.
She points and... points and talks. And
says, there's so Garrett. He's my son.
yes. And so she's a very proud mama. And
well, you're very fortunate in that. I even
very supportive.
As liberal as we are here, I think a bit on the West Coast, there's still some very strong pockets of prejudice, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And unfortunately, and so when I see someone doing what you're doing, I just think it's so great, and I just hope that somehow or other we can get you on Ellen, maybe Oprah. I don't know.
Oh yeah, of course, of course. See, having that support system that I have here in Ohio is so great, and then to see it branch out to other states. Especially like California, it's just so motivating.
Yeah. Were you involved in the school, in high school, in any of the, like class president or any of that when you were?
I am. I'm actually class president, student body president, and then, NHS president.
Stacy's giving a thumbs up.
No, it's good for you, Garrett. I'm an LGBTQ member from the Midwest as well. You have my vote.
Oh, well, that's great to hear.
Yeah. You have my vote from California out here now. And good for you. You're the class president. You're the senior class president. I understand.
Yes.
Okay. Good for you. I was freshman, sophomore, and junior class president, and senior class president I didn't want to run for because where I'm from, you had to organize all of the reunions. And I thought, oh my God, no, I don't want to do that.
So okay,
good for
yes.
you. You're never.
See, I like the task.
Good
and,
for you.
The busyness of it all. So I have a pretty full schedule. I'm also, I actually don't attend the high school this upcoming year. I'll be full-time at the university.
Good
for
you.
But I'm still enrolled as a senior at the high school. So.
Good for you. Well, don't let anyone tell you, you're never too young to make a difference.
Yeah,
take
exactly.
a stand and make a difference. I'm proud of you.
Did you watch the march on Washington with the youthful march on Washington, Garrett? Recently,
I watched a few moments of it that was live streamed on Facebook.
Yeah, because it was, I will put this out there, there was about 150,000 more at that event than Trump's inauguration.
I know. Well, but that's
not
fake
surprising.
News. That's fake news.
But that's fake
are
news.
Are we on
I'm
CNN
sorry.
Right now?
Oh, we're on, as I should say, we're on KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio, and we are interviewing Garrett. What's your last name, Garrett?
Baldwin. Garrett Baldwin.
Baldwin, yeah, like the piano.
Like Eric Baldwin. All the Baldwins
yeah.
on
yeah,
our
Stacey
show.
Yeah, Stacy wanted to know if you were related to Eric Baldwin.
Yeah, I figured you do your ancestry DNA. You got to be like a remote cousin.
Well, actually, Eric Baldwin is my father, but different Eric Baldwin.
Oh, see? I wasn't so far off.
Well, okay. that's not fake news.
That's real news.
That's real news, but you might be misconstrued.
Well, good for you.
So you're going to a march today and a parade?
Correct.
And is it an LGBTQ parade or just a general parade or what's
it's
the deal?
It's actually for my hometown. It's my hometown's 4th of July festival. We have a very delayed 4th of July festival.
I was going to say.
You know, like the holidays, you know, like people traveling and then other cities. So we decide each year to do it on the second Saturday of July. So
cool.
We have a full day of campaigning and getting out there. So
okay.
And fundraising. And with that on fundraising, I did put a link on my e-blast for all my listeners out there. If you wanted to contribute to Garrett's campaign fund, you can. And there's a link to where you can do it. But Garrett, there's also you also have a web page. What is that URL?
Yeah, of course. So you can find our website at www.baldwin4us.com.
For us. Okay. FORUS.com. And I know there's a link to make a donation, but I tell you, I will also save this broadcast and put it on rainbow-radio.com here in Laguna Beach, and you can download it and share it with as many people as you want. And also, you will find a link there. I will put one on there so you can make a contribution if you'd like. I would like to see Garrett have a resounding win.
Absolutely.
Like the mayor did in Portland, Oregon. I mean, he was like, I think he was shocked. And I think also the incumbent was shocked. But the throngs of people that supported him were not. They thought it was time for change, and I do think I do have a mantra, Garrett, and that is that change bring the certainty of change brings the certainty of opportunity. So with every change, there should be opportunity. And that's the way we should look at these changes that come about culturally and in our communities, that with it, there's opportunity to make things better. And I'm so glad that you're so committed to doing what you're doing. I can't praise you enough.
I know.
And if I have an opportunity to get you in front of a larger audience, I'm going to do what I can from my...
Well, thank you so much, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Garrett.
Calling in. Is there anything you want to shout out to anyone or anyone you want to share or any... I give you the airtime here, whatever is on your mind, Garrett.
Well, I would just like to say, you know, a big thank you to all of the resounding support that we have been receiving throughout the country. And so, you know, it really means a lot when you're out there, you know, talking to folks and such, and knowing that you have such a strong support system, you know, like I've said many times. So I would just like to thank everyone.
Well, thank you. You are welcome.
Yes. Hey, and Garrett, what time is it in Ohio right now?
It is actually 12:49.
Oh, okay. You don't have much time to get to the parade.
Enjoy your parade and have a wonderful 4th of July.
Yes.
A little delayed.
And let's keep in touch. I will, again, send you an email with a link to the broadcast. And if you wanted to share it with anyone, boy, you certainly can. That would be great. Everyone's going, why am I talking to someone in Ohio? I'm going, well... The world is a smaller place than we all know it. And it
really is.
Yeah, and who knows, you know. Next time you're in California, let us know. We'll see if we can't get together and talk politics.
Yeah, okay? Of course. I've actually never been, but, you know,
you'll love
I'll
it.
Plan a trip eventually.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, Garrett, we wish you, Stacy and I.
Yeah, good luck.
Big time.
You are going to go far.
You're loved.
You are going to go far.
And thank you for doing what you're doing. That's very important.
Okay. Thank you both.
All right.
Have a good day.
This is KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. Goodbye, Garrett. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Garrett.
Anyway, wow.
Good for him.
That was so cool.
He is cool. You know what? You're never too young to have conviction and take a stand. Get your soapbox and go for it.
And try. Gets the word out there. I admire him at 18. When he said, well, in 2008, I was 8.
I felt immediately old.
Oh.
I know, me too. It's like, oh my God, what was I doing? I was probably doing something horrific.
Getting
in trouble somewhere.
Anyway, we're going to take a short music break. We'll be back on the other side of it and wrap up Rainbow Radio, KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. We'll be right back. So Stacy and I are back on KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. After an interesting interview, we're going to press on. I have some news here,
no,
Stacy.
No, not more news.
Shocking,
oh,
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Science, this is good. This
okay.
is I like this. Science shows marriage is good for gay men's health.
That's good.
Isn't that good? The legalization of same-sex marriage in the United States has led to improvements in health, the health of gay men, according to a new study from the Vanderbilt University.
Well, you know, it makes sense. When you have someone that's significant in your life, you want to be around them forever, so you want to be healthy and so you can live longer.
And you
be
care about
together.
Life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole world is a big rainbow at that point.
So if you want to know more about that, you've got to go to this website. It's LGBTQNation.com. I found that. And then another one. This is not so good.
Uh-oh.
I know. A gay couple is publicly whipped after vigilante mob drags them out of a beauty salon. This is in Indonesia.
Oh.
So there's a couple in, they have their own salon, and they're drug out in the public square, and they get 80 canings in the public because they're gay.
That is, I thought we have gone beyond that.
Apparently
has that
not
made a global movement yet?
Yeah, no, it hasn't. And, you know, it says we can blame the British on this one.
No.
I'm sorry. But, no, the laws were enacted as a law against nature when the British dynasty or what was when Indonesia was under the British mm-hmm. dynasty, which mm-hmm. is so many countries where it was the largest empire was the British Empire
empire.
For years. And guess who was in charge of it most of that time?
Oh, I know. I can't.
Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not, was it Elizabeth? No.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yes.
She was female, was in charge of the largest.
Female,
wasn't
absolutely.
Caesar.
No,
Caesar
was
a big, was big, but. Oh, well, I'm probably going to get a few phone calls on some inaccuracies in that. But and then these cities hadn't celebrated Pride until now. So this is a good note.
It's
these
good
are the
note.
Cities that are now, for millions of people around the world, June marks the time of year when loud and proud, and 48 years after the first Pride parade in New York, more cities and towns are joining the masses to raise their voices in support of the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
So Columbus, Indiana had its first gay Pride
event. In Indiana, good.
Columbus.
Good.
And now in Israel, in Kfar Saba, Israel, they had their first
Pride. That's exciting for
Isn't
them.
Isn't that? And on an international level. And in Auburn and Opelika, Alabama, those two cities have.
They're having it too. Ooh,
yes.
In Alabama. Good for them. Good for them.
Now, this next one, I know it's Guyana, which is in South Africa.
Yeah.
They're listening to the radio program, I
yes.
see. That, and
yeah.
it's Georgetown as having their
Good
first.
Good for them. My dear friend is from British Guyana. Yeah.
Okay. So they're on it.
She lives in Laguna.
Yeah.
So good for her. She's probably
yeah.
listening to it. Yeah.
Some good news. And then in Lugano, Switzerland, they have nearly 7,000 people marched in Switzerland. So that's good.
Good for them.
Yeah, and then Westchester, Virginia.
They're having their first Pride?
Yeah, they're having their first
Pride.
Do
you remember
and
your
then,
first Pride?
And then the last but not least, Antarctica. Hi.
Are these drag queen marches?
No, no. They're,
marches against Trump?
That could be.
That could be, yes. That's to follow.
No, that's my replacement. I get replaced every week about this time. It's a sad... It's sad. They boot me out.
Oh, you poor baby. You want another hour.
No, that's all right. That's all right. The last one is Antarctica, which I thought, is that
who marches there?
That's a country, isn't
Can
it?
Can you march?
I thought Antarctica
that's
was
a country.
Yeah, but apparently
they're going to have a snow pride.
Snow fairies everywhere.
Yes, they do. They're going to throw... They're going to throw rainbow snowballs.
There
yes,
you go.
Yes.
Or snow cones colored
snow cones.
In rainbow.
Yes. Yes.
So we're so happy
Good for
that.
Because don't you remember your first Pride? I do.
I do.
I remember.
It's indelible in my memory.
It was in Chicago. It was incredible.
Chicago?
I know. Chicago.
Oh.
banter. Chicago.
Chicago, I mean to you. I think our time's up. They're going to get the hook here any
May
minute.
May you have thunderstorms and clouds today.
Oh, I want to thank everyone for listening today on KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio and Rainbow Radio. And thank you, Stacy, for being here today.
Thank you, Greg.
And you bring so much to the program, and I hope to see you. We have some exciting people, you know, this next week.
Oh, I know. This next week's going to be
We're going to have the kindness ambassador.
Stay tuned.
Okay, we're going to take it out with a song here, and it's going to come back on the other side with Ida May.
KXRN LP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.